Congrats, ladies, on this past weekend. It's the fourth time in program history the team starts 5-0. I'll start with you, Caitlin. Can you just talk about the team's vibes after the trip to Florida?
Yeah, absolutely. Vibes are doing great right now. You can't ask for a better start, 5-0. Our pitchers came out that first day looking absolutely stellar, and the bats really were alive the entire weekend. So it was just an amazing thing to be a part of. There's nothing better you can ask for than starting like we did. So we're hoping just to carry that through to next weekend.
And then for you, Kayla, you finished last year ranked third nationally at 92 hits, and you're currently second in the country. Can you just talk about carrying momentum from last year and to the start of this year?
So basically for me, I just want to think it's a whole new year, and everything I did last year is kind of just wiped away and I have a clean slate. But I just want to keep the same approach that I had last year, be aggressive early in the count, and keep doing what I'm doing and keep everything simple.
And then for you, Lauren, congrats on being named Player of the Week. Generally from the leadoff position, you see someone get on base a lot and score a lot of runs, but you led the team in RBIs. Can you just talk about your approach at the plate this past weekend?
Yeah, thanks, Scotty. I think just being in the leadoff spot, my job's to get on base, and I think I was definitely swinging earlier in the count, but my biggest thing was just look middle, swing at strikes, and see what happens. But yeah, I definitely came up with a lot of people on base, so nothing changed in that approach. Just wanted to see middle, find a way on base, and pass the bat over down to Kayla and Caitlin.
And then, Caitlin, can you just talk about the three pitchers and their performance this past weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so proud of them. Casey, Allie, and Lizzie have done a great job, like, their entire time working together, and this past weekend was no different. Just seeing Casey and Allie have that start was so exciting, and to have Lizzie come and support them the next day is just really great. Their potential is limitless this season, and I'm so excited to see all the magic they can bring this year.
And then for you, Kayla, being at short on that first day, do you know there's a no-hitter going on? How much pressure do you feel during those two games?
I knew in the back of my mind there was a no-hitter, so I just wanted to do what I could do to support behind them, but definitely tried to not bring it up and make them any more nervous. So just trying to keep them confident and keep the game going.
And then for you, Lauren, how'd you think of Lizzie's performance at the plate? I know Coach has said she does have a bat, but she finally, at least this past weekend, got more than a couple at-bats and was able to get on base.
Oh, I love it. I love when Lizzie gets a swing. A big thing about her is she takes her hacks. So I think that's what Coach preaches. And we make jokes. We're like, oh, she doesn't swing that often at practice. But when she gets up there, we're pretty confident in her, and she's confident in herself. So we loved that she was able to do some damage this weekend.
And then for all of you to get three home runs that first couple of days, can y'all just talk about that, demonstrating some power?
# Glenn's weight room.
Glenn's weight room. I mean, as someone who didn't hit one, it was awesome to see my teammates like have that power. We've been working them really hard in the weight room. So to see Lauren and Brooke and Audrey be able to flex their muscles a little bit was really awesome. That's not usually our game, but we're excited to hopefully bring that in this year.
Yeah, we always say we're not a home run team, but we are now.
Who knows? Who knows? We might be.
Hey, they come. But yeah, it was huge when Audrey hit that home run. We were all fired up, and then I happened to hit it right after. But I don't know. Brookie gets some pop off the bat. So we love it when other people hit home runs and the whole team, but a hit's a hit. So in the park, out of the park, we don't care.
Well, on the flip side, I asked Coach about it on Saturday, but I'll start with you, Kayla. Can you just talk about the approach when she is asking for you to bunt and put the defense on pressure?
Yeah, so that's something I've been working on. Definitely nice to like switch it up and change it, because a lot of people weren't expecting me to bunt in that situation. So to be able to get the bunt down and score the run was exciting for the team and for me. And it's just something that, you know, the pressure is a privilege, as we say, and I was excited to be able to get it down.
And then again, y'all are able to try to do those double steals and score a run, forcing the defense to try to make a perfect throw. Can y'all just talk a little about that in terms of, is that something y'all spend a lot of time practicing?
Yeah,
you can go.
You can go ahead, Lars.
I was
Go
just
ahead.
going to say a big thing we're focusing on is just being offensive in all aspects, base running, hitting, and defensively. But yeah, I think just getting out of the gate and being able to move runners and advance to the next base has been really important. And we're definitely going to focus it on it more this year.
Yeah, I think it just really defines us as a scrappy team. We've been a scrappy team since as long as I've been here and before I've been here, and I'm sure after we're all gone. So that just really defines who we are. We like to scrap and claw and just get runs any way we can. So I think that's just playing softball the way we do, playing our game.
And then, can y'all talk about the underclassmen, what advice y'all been giving to them, especially after this first weekend, and now that y'all gonna be on the road for a lot more games?
Yeah, I think it was really great for some of the underclassmen to get some at bats in our last game. I think that was really exciting to have them be involved and just have success at the plate, which is wonderful. Like they're so supportive of us, and we're so supportive of them. So I think everyone's going to get really cool opportunities this season. So just to start that off in the first week one was really awesome. So we're just a really supportive environment. So really excited for everyone.
And then looking toward this weekend, it's a team that y'all have had some tussles with in Charlotte. Just what are y'all working on these next couple of days, and how do you have success in North Carolina this weekend? And this for all of you.
I would say offensively, just kind of to get better from last weekend, just swing at strikes, keep our zone the way it is, get our hands to the front of the zone, you know. Charlotte's definitely a good team, but we've battled with them before, so we're excited for the competition, and we're always just looking forward to the next game. So one at a time.
And then we've obviously heard from Caitlin in yesterday's video on social media. But for you, Kayla and Lauren, can you just talk about Coach breaking the program record?
Yeah, that's so exciting. We're so happy for her. That's such a huge accomplishment, and we're happy we're able to contribute to it. I don't know how many games we were a part of it, but it was fun, and I'm excited that we were with her for some of it, and she's gonna have many more.
Yeah, coach is a winner. She knows that. Winners win, and she'll always say the next game is the most important game. That's the only win she cares about. So incredible honor for her to do that and achievement. But yeah, I'm just happy that I was able to be a part of it, and I'm excited to see the future for her.
And then finally, start the season 5-0. Just how do you keep that momentum going? And is that something y'all are talking about? I know the focus, obviously, each game next, but do you feel that extra excitement to have such a great start to the year?
Yeah, I think it's definitely the way we wanted to. We had the expectation to walk away 5-0 going into last weekend. And I think we have that expectation every single time we step on the field. We're playing to win every single time. So I think just keeping that mindset as we go throughout our season is gonna propel us to have success, keep going on. But each time we step on the field, we're just trying to get a little bit better, a little bit better. So just having that mindset of constantly chasing something.
All right, thanks, ladies, and congrats.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Bye.
Scotty.